The Supreme Court of Uganda acquitted itself well. It made a landmark decision of great jurisprudential value. The judgment, especially of the Chief Justice, which I have gone through, is very well written, and all the others are also well written. I emphasize the judgment of the Chief Justice because it's the one that contains orders. This is a judgment that we rely on in the region, and it can be relied on and be a source of precedent worldwide.
What do you think the decision means for Dr. Besigye's case moving forward?
Moving forward, the decision means all the cases where accused persons had been convicted by the court martial for criminal offenses and especially civilians, they should be released forthwith if they had challenged that decision. So for our colleague Aaron Chiza, the lawyer who was arbitrarily jailed by the court martial, he ought to be released. We will be pursuing orders for his release from the court because he had challenged that decision in a constitutional petition. For Dr. Kizza Besigye and Mr. Obed Lutale, it is up to the interpretation of the Attorney General. But in our view, they ought to be released forthwith because the court that ordered the arrest or the body that ordered the arrest has no power to order arrest of civilians. We do not know how the Attorney General will interpret, but the courts of judicature are there in case there is any hesitation. What is very clear, however, is that we are not obliged to appear before the court martial at all as advocates. And our client's argument that the court martial has no jurisdiction over them has been upheld. We are very happy with that state of affairs.
President Yoweri Museveni has responded to the ruling, describing it as a wrong decision. He added also that the country is not governed by judges. What do you suppose the president is referring to?
Uganda is a democracy, is a republic. That's what the Constitution says. As for the interpretation of the Constitution and the laws of Uganda, the mandate to do that is with the courts of judicature. They have spoken. I would imagine that all the authorities in Uganda, including His Excellency the President, Yoweri Museveni, will be advised of the implications of the ruling by the Attorney General. And I think they will obey the rule of law because Uganda is a democracy. So we have great expectations that after the implications of the ruling are well understood and he has pretty good advisers, that the country will uphold the rule of law. Remember that even the East African community, one of the key foundational principles is the rule of law principle, that the country who are members of EAC will follow their domestic laws, which include the constitution, which is the main law in any country, and will also follow the good practices of international law. So we are hopeful that the rule of law will prevail in Uganda.